You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the most powerful images of the Flint water crisis was the photo on the cover of Time magazine of then 2-year-old Sincere Smith, his little face covered with a rash. His mother insisted the rash began when the water in the city changed to the Flint River, and it got better once the family moved out of Flint. The state of Michigan and the federal government have spent the past 6 months trying to figure out why so many people in Flint, like Sincere, reported rashes and hair loss. The report came out today. Michigan Radio Steve Carmody is here with us. Steve, there was a lot of heavy artillery brought in for this study, wasn't there?
Yes, there were. I mean, you had folks from the CDC who were involved in this, federal health officials involved in this, the EPA was involved in this study, and they brought in hundreds of people, looked at lots of rashes, and have a better sense of where people are getting their rashes now, although it's still unclear exactly where the problem began when the city was on the Flint River.
Okay, let's start with the current water. So people are still, even since the city switched last October, people are still reporting rashes, aren't they?
That's correct. About half the people who were in this study were people who say they developed the rashes since the October switchover from the Flint River back to the city of Detroit. And the experts today said that there's nothing unusual about the rashes that they're seeing now. They say about 3 out of 10 people will develop an eczema or skin irritation similar to what they've been seeing in Flint. They also say that part of the reason why people are still developing rashes could be the stress, the mental stress, the physical stress that people have had during the water crisis. And also, you have a large number of people who are still not bathing in a regular way, and that is a contributing factor for people developing rashes.
Now, what about the water from the Flint River that people were bathing in and drinking between April 2014 and October 2015? What does the report say about that?
Well, there's a bit of a difficulty for the people putting together the report. They've only started studying the rashes since the beginning of this year. So the rashes they were looking at were not necessarily ones that developed while the people were using the Flint River water, which ended in October. So what they had to do there was they focused more on the data that they had about what was the status of the water coming out of the Flint water plant during the 18 months the city was on the Flint River. So using that analysis alone, they tried to get a sense of what could have caused rashes. And they said that during that 18-month period, the city's water hardness was fluctuating a great deal. The pH level of the water was fluctuating a great deal. The chlorine levels in the water was fluctuating a great deal. And of course, then the chlorine-related disinfectant byproducts were fluctuating a great deal during that period. And they say there's a strong probability, not a certainty, but a strong probability that the rashes that people were developing were related to the water. But they can't say for sure that the rashes are related to the improperly treated Flint River water.
And then going back to today's water, they really couldn't, I'm hearing you saying, couldn't find any connection between what's coming out of taps now and rashes that people might be getting now.
Exactly. They said that right now the water is within the standards that are set by the federal government, and so the water should not be a source of problems. And another thing I did want to mention, certain metals that come in contact with skin do cause skin irritation. Ironically, lead is not among those metals. So just because someone's home may have a spike in their lead levels, that may not necessarily then translate directly to skin irritation, according to the experts. But other metals that might be present in their water may very well.
Steve, are people in Flint going to trust this report, do you think?
No. Very simply not, just simply because the level of trust in government and government reports is very low in Flint to begin with. So what they hear today, it's probably going to fall on a lot of deaf ears as people look around and say, listen, we still have problems here, and I don't trust that you're telling me the truth.
Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody, thanks so much for updating us on this latest report from Flint, Steve.
You're welcome.